Welcome to Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on all things Warriors, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I'm Wes Goldberg, Warriors beat reporter for the Mercury News, and today's show is brought to you by Built Bar, the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Go to builtbar.com and use promo code Locked On for $10 off your next order. Today, I'll talk about how Daryl Morey's departure from Houston impacts the Warriors, break down Dwight Howard's potential fit in Golden State, and end the show with today's fake trade proposal.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Daryl Morey is out as the Rockets' general manager in a move that could have dramatic ripple effects. The path to Houston returning to contending status in the West may not exist. Their cap sheet is stuck. The Harden-Westbrook partnership was not as effective as the Harden-Chris Paul partnership that once pushed the Warriors. And they still don't have a head coach who may not be as able to get the most out of a roster that was built as much around Mike D'Antoni as it was James Harden. The only way out may be to trade one of Harden or Westbrook. And this was not an impressive year for Westbrook, who still has one of the most untradeable contracts in the league. And so that leaves James Harden. Now, the Rockets won't willingly trade Harden. He is their star. He is their motor. He is the guy that makes them even potential contenders. But when Harden looks around, now there's no Mike D'Antoni. Now there is no Daryl Morey, all of whom empowered James Harden's isolating, ball-hogging, micro-ball-shooting ways. And stars have demanded trades in the past in much better situations. So that brings me to the Warriors, who we know is a team that is always open to getting a star player. And so if James Harden demands a trade, the Warriors will have the ammunition to make a decent offer for James Harden. They can offer Andrew Wiggins. They can offer the number two pick this year, who probably not on draft night, but whoever they end up taking is still going to be a young, high upside player. And then they have Minnesota's top three protected pick next year. Okay? So there's a lot of options there. They're also going to have the traded player exception this season that they could use to acquire another young talent. Maybe they could package that player in a trade. They've got guys like Eric Paschal, helpful players like Kevon Looney. There's a lot of pieces that they could put together if the Rockets really want to rebuild, right? And so, you know, I think for the Warriors, if James Harden were to become available, they would really have to take a hard look and consider James Harden, which sounds insane, right? Like, James Harden on this roster with Steph Curry and Klay Thompson and Draymond Green, James Harden, who has continually disappointed in the playoffs, who in many respects has done that against Golden State, where there is bad blood between James Harden's Rockets and these Warriors, right? They don't like each other. Like, Harden going to the Warriors would be a Dennis Rodman from the Pistons to the Bulls type move. Okay? But it's not completely out of the question either. Think about it. Think about it a little bit more. Don't take it at face value. The Warriors were able to fit in Kevin Durant, a supremely gifted isolation scorer, supremely gifted shooter, and fit that player into the ecosystem that Steve Kerr has created, that it introduces more ball movement and all these things. Is it really out of the question that he couldn't do the same thing with James Harden? Maybe the best isolation scorer the league has ever seen. And what are the Warriors missing without Durant? They're missing that isolation scoring ability. Steph Curry, for as gifted as he is not an isolation scorer. He can do it, but he can't do it to the level of Durant or even James Harden. He can't. It's not his game. James Harden thrives on the ball. Steph Curry, we saw, can exist and thrive and impact the game off the ball. Imagine what James Harden can do with Steph Curry running around the arc and Klay Thompson spacing the floor instead of playing next to Russell Westbrook. Okay? You could play a center now with James Harden. He can run pick and roll with that center. Marquese Chris projects as a really good pick and roll player. Pick and roll five. Rim-running kind of guy. The Warriors, with Steph Curry playing point guard and Draymond Green occasionally playing the same position, aren't going to run pick and roll as much as they would if James Harden were running the offense, hypothetically. So I think Harden can get a lot out of this roster, and this roster could get a lot out of James Harden. Now, it's still crazy. Of course. It's nuts, all right? It probably won't happen. But should James Harden demand a trade, should he look around at what's happening in Houston and say, I don't want to be here anymore, he's not going to want to go to another rebuilding team that could potentially offer young players and picks. The Warriors, as unique of a situation as they are in and having the number two pick as being a contending team next season, are in an equally unique position as also having the assets to go after the next star player who comes available. Maybe it's Joel Embiid. Maybe it's Giannis. Maybe it's Ben Simmons. Or maybe it's James Harden. It seems outrageous right now, but crazier things in the NBA have happened. Coming up, the Warriors could sign Dwight Howard, but it doesn't make any sense for either side. This is Locked On Warriors. Guys, let's talk about Roman, because talking about erectile dysfunction isn't easy. Usually, we just brush it off or avoid it altogether, but with Roman, it's easy to talk about it with a real healthcare professional who can prescribe real medication. It's simple, safe, and totally discreet. With Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. A healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan, and if medication is appropriate, Roman will ship it to you with free two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward, simple, and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/LockedOnNBA and complete an online visit. Erectile dysfunction used to be tough to tackle, but now there's Roman. Complete an online visit today to connect with a healthcare professional and just take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/LockedOnNBA today. If approved, you'll get $15 off your first order of ED treatment. That's GetRoman.com/LockedOnNBA. GetRoman.com/LockedOnNBA. Tomorrow, I'll break down why Isaac Okoro could immediately solve a big problem for the Warriors next season, but let's get to this report from The Athletic that the Warriors are interested in potentially signing Dwight Howard, who had a bounce-back year for the Lakers this season. Howard will be a free agent, and the Lakers, after winning the title, are a much more attractive destination than when they signed Howard last summer, so they could go in another direction with someone who's a better fit next to Anthony Davis and LeBron James, right? I know Dwight Howard had a nice postseason, had a bounce-back year for the Lakers, but still, the front court partnership of Anthony Davis and Dwight Howard wasn't great as far as net ratings are concerned. The Lakers were certainly better when it was Anthony Davis at center playing with LeBron James, but the Lakers could try to find a better fit by going after more of a floor spacing five, right? An Aaron Baines or a Myers Leonard type who could stretch the floor, allow Anthony Davis and LeBron James the room to get into the paint and score where they're most efficient, while also providing some defensive backbone and rebounding and things that they want to save Anthony Davis from playing the five full time so that he's fresh for the postseason like he was on this last championship run. So that, to me, would be where I would go if I were the Lakers. Dwight Howard's going to be a free agent. So is JaVale McGee. Maybe it's worth bringing back one of those guys. I think of the two, JaVale McGee would be the cheapest, and you could probably just re-sign him at the minimum and it would be fine. And then you can go after, with your mid-level exception or a minimum contract, an Aaron Baines or a Myers Leonard type who fits that scheme a little bit better and can really maybe revamp that offense in a way that could be helpful while still maintaining one of the league's best defensive units, the league's best defensive unit this last season. And like I said, the Lakers last year signed Dwight Howard and JaVale McGee, but really Dwight Howard because they weren't an attractive free agent destination. Now they are going to be after winning a championship. So they're going to have way more options than they did when they had to go after Dwight Howard. And remember, they signed DeMarcus Cousins, too, who didn't really make it, who didn't make it on the roster because of health issues. But they're not going to be as desperate, is what I'm trying to say, which could make Dwight Howard available. There was a report recently, last week on The Athletic, that the Warriors are one of the teams that could pursue Dwight Howard this offseason. Now, I'm not disputing that report, though everything that I've heard from the Warriors front office in the past, though I haven't checked with them recently about this, Dwight Howard's not really one of the guys that they like. But then again, that's sort of the whole point of this, right, is that his reputation has been sort of reshaped by this season. What he showed by committing to this role player position with Golden State and not trying to sort of revitalize his star potential by being just a role player, starring in his role, so to speak. I think there are teams that may be taking a second look at Dwight Howard after things didn't work out in, you know, the first stint with the Lakers, Houston, you know, Atlanta, Washington, Charlotte. So maybe there are teams out there that want Dwight Howard. I just still, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense for Golden State. Yeah, Dwight Howard could help them on the defensive end. Yeah, he can help them with their rebounding issues. They're one of the bottom five teams in the league in rebounding this last year. But, you know, he's getting older in age. I don't know that they necessarily want to add a veteran center like that. I mean, they have toggled through guys like David West and Zaza Pachulia and Andrew Bogut in the past, but with who they have brought in at center this past year, it seems to me like they want to go a little bit younger at that position so they don't have to keep cycling through guys. Dwight could make sense for them, but they have a rim runner in like pick-and-roll type finisher in Marquese Chris. They've got the defensive guy in Kevon Looney if they believe Kevon Looney is healthy. And from all we've heard, Kevon is 100% healthy now. So I don't really know where that leaves Dwight Howard. You could start him at center, and then you could still play Marquese Chris off the bench and still bring in Kevon Looney in defensive situations. Like, I get it. But I do think that when you look at what Steve Kerr has said as far as the players that they are targeting at the center position, and they will get another center this offseason. I think they're going to sign another guy, but it's been guys who can either space the floor or make plays. And Dwight Howard's not a guy who should be shooting threes, right? He's not going to space the floor for you. He can make plays. He's a decent passer, right? We saw that this last year with the Lakers, but really we saw that early in his career with the Orlando Magic playing in a four-out offense where he was attracting attention at the rim and he's able to kick out to open shooters. Now you can imagine a world where he's doing that with Steph and Klay. Okay, even though he's not nearly, you know, doesn't have nearly the gravity he did when he was playing with the Magic and he was an MVP candidate. But, you know, maybe there's some potential there. But still, I think that the Warriors would want to go for a floor spacer before they end up settling in on Dwight Howard. And Dwight, for his part, probably wants to find more playing time than what the Warriors are going to offer. Maybe the Warriors can offer him a starting position, right? But he's not going to get the playing time that maybe he can get elsewhere. He's not even going to get the salary, probably, that maybe he could get elsewhere if his reputation has really been rebuilt here. And if that's the case, I think that the Warriors, while they could have Dwight Howard on their list of potential free agent centers, he wouldn't be at the top of their list. And for Dwight Howard, I don't know that the Warriors would be on the top of his. Coming up, the Warriors are always chasing stars, but there's one young star that's just not an option. But let's talk about Built Bar. If you're like me, when you get hungry, you can make bad decisions. But the best way to avoid blowing your diet is to be prepared. And that's why I always have a box of Built Bars in my kitchen. Not only is this the best tasting protein bar I've ever had, and I've tried a lot of them, it's the most healthy and it fills me up while I'm busy or I'm on the go. With 18 amazing flavors, including new flavors like caramel brownie, cookies and cream, and apple almond crisp, Built Bars are covered in 100% real chocolate and soft and easy to chew. They taste like a candy bar, but they're low calorie and low sugar, while also being high in protein and fiber, making them perfect for keto and other low carb diets. My girlfriend and I actually recently took a trip down to Big Sur, and for the road trip, I grabbed just a handful of Built Bars, which it's, you know, about a three and a half hour drive if you're stopping and seeing all the sights and stuff like that, and they came in clutch. So go to builtbar.com. And use the promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get $10 off your next order plus a free cooler with purchase while supplies last. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for $10 off at BuiltBar.com. If you haven't already, now is a perfect time to hit that subscribe button to get episodes of Locked On Warriors every day. I've been asking you on social media and in my email for fake trades that I could break down on the show. Again, you could submit them to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at WGoldberg@BayAreaNewsGroup.com. This one comes from NoCap757, who submits the following trade proposal. The Warriors send Andrew Wiggins and the number 2 pick in this draft to New Orleans for Brandon Ingram. So I've gotten a lot of questions about Brandon Ingram over the last few weeks, months, whatever. As a guy, look, I get that he has the Kevin Durant profile. He was an all-star scorer this year, really had a breakout year for the Pelicans, and looks to be the guy that they could build around next to Zion Williamson. When you look at what the Pelicans have, it's pretty clear that what they're building around is the trio of Brandon Ingram, Zion Williamson, and Lonzo Ball. So I think it would take a lot to shake them from that. And it would take more than just the number two pick in what is a weak draft, in a draft that they have a high pick in, by the way. They have a lottery pick, so they don't necessarily need to try to move up in this draft. And for Andrew Wiggins, who is much less of a great fit than Brandon Ingram is next to Zion, because when I say you're building around those three, you're really building around Zion. And the reason that those two in Brandon Ingram and Lonzo Ball fit next to Zion is because Brandon Ingram could space the floor and he can score, allowing Zion Williamson to do all these other things. And Lonzo Ball can make plays, get Zion the ball in optimum situations, and defend at the point of attack. Now, Wiggins may be able to defend at the point of attack, but he's not the playmaker that, you know, Lonzo is. He's not nearly the scorer that Brandon Ingram is, right? Brandon Ingram was a 20-plus point-per-game scorer at an efficient rate this year. He could stretch the floor from three-point range. You trust his shooting in a way that you don't trust Andrew Wiggins' shooting. He's also much younger. So I don't see the Pelicans taking on the Wiggins salary just to get the number two pick in exchange for Brandon Ingram. To me, that makes no sense at all. And I think it's going to take a lot for the Pelicans to move off of Brandon Ingram. I don't know if the Clippers right now proposed Paul George for Brandon Ingram, that the Pelicans would do that trade. Right? Brandon Ingram also fits perfectly within Zion Williamson's window. They're nearly the same age. So it's going to take a lot for the Pelicans to trade Brandon Ingram, and I don't think that they will do it, okay? I think that they see this as their core group, right? Lonzo, Ingram, and Zion is very much their Steph, Clay, and Draymond, okay? So as far as looking at Andrew Wiggins' trades, packaging him with the number two pick, I think we've made a lot out of that. I don't, and when I say we, not me, I think there's just been rumors out there and stuff that basically are assuming that the Warriors are going to package Wiggins and one of these picks, whether it be this pick or next year's Minnesota pick, for some sort of superstar. While maybe they would be willing to do that, I just don't know what the trade out there is just yet. Maybe there's a superstar somewhere who tries to shake loose of his team. You know, maybe it's Joel Embiid, Ben Simmons, Giannis, James Harden, Damian Lillard. I don't know who this next player who's going to try to shake loose is going to be. But it's not going to be Brandon Ingram. There's no motivation for Ingram, who had a breakout year. There's no motivation for New Orleans, who has the perfect fit for Zion right now, especially if it means taking on Andrew Wiggins. Remember to subscribe to new episodes of Locked On Warriors wherever you listen to podcasts. Please rate, review, and say nice things about the show. Thanks to Roman and Built Bar for sponsoring today's episode. You can send your comments and questions to me on Twitter at WC Goldberg or email them to me at wgoldberg@bayareanewsgroup.com. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and I'll see you here tomorrow morning.